Good afternoon, everyone. Wishing you a happy new year. God has been really graceful for us. He has blessed us so much. He has loved us so much in the past year. And we also ask His blessings to be with us in this newborn year. And I also bring the new year greetings from the Church of Christ, which is located in my place, Perambur in India. And also from my family, Jacinta and Irusha. They also wanted to wish you all a happy new year. Okay, today let us discuss about few things which is really important in our spiritual life, in a Christian life. Today I'll be speaking about prayer. What is a prayer and what are the elements of a prayer that needs to be there in order to be approved by the Lord. And there are several lessons that I can take about this, but today we will see part one, and in the coming days we can see the next few parts. So when we talk about prayer, so to give a small introduction about it, so as a children of God, no matter how carefully we live in this sinful world and how carefully we fulfill all our responsibilities, but if we do not pray properly, or if we do not pray at all to God, then we might have some miserable side effects because of it. So as a Christian, we should also be equipped with a very good relationship with God and us, and that can be only through a prayer. So this, the main goal of this topic that we are going to discuss is to help us to learn to appreciate the great blessings that we have received through prayers, and also to learn for ourselves how to pray very efficiently. So that's what we are going to see, and we are going to see through some scriptural examples. So what is a prayer? I can give you some sub points one by one, and first thing what we are going to see is prayer is a general term for addressing to God. So usually prayer is a communication happening between two parties, a Christian and God. So the Christian speaks and God listens to it, and then He answers for the prayers. So generally prayer is a communication between two people, and God has made it possible for His children to talk to Him through prayer. We need to understand this. So as I said earlier, if we do not pray properly, or if we do not pray at all, then the relationship between us and God is no more. We never talk to Him. We might even follow His commandments. We might even really seek Him. But if we do not pray, then there is no interaction between us and God. So God has made it possible that through prayer we can interact with Him. We can ask Him what we want, and He can give us if He really wills to give us. And God asks His children to call upon Him. We can have several references for it, and we can quickly go through one of the references, which is in the book of Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 until 8. Maybe if you can read it, it will be good.
Lucas 18, van 1 tot 8. Hij sprak een gelijkenis tot hen met het oog daarop dat zij altijd moesten bidden en niet verslappen. En hij zeide, er was in een stad een rechter die zich om God niet bekommerde en zich aan geen mens stoorde. En er was een weduwe in die stad die telkens tot hem kwam en zeide, verschaf mij recht tegenover mijn tegenpartij. En een tijd lang wilde hij niet, maar daarna sprak hij bij zichzelf, al bekommer ik mij niet om God en al stoor ik mij aan geen mens. Toch zal ik, omdat deze weduwe het mij moeilijk maakt, haar recht verschaffen. Anders komt zij mij tenslotte nog in het gezicht slaan. En de Heere zeide, hoort wat de onrechtvaardige rechter zegt. Zal God dan zijn uitverkorenen geen recht verschaffen, die dag en nacht tot hem roepen, en laat hij hen wachten? Ik zeg u, dat hij ons spoedig recht zal verschaffen. Doch als de Zoon des mensen komt, zal hij dan het geloof vinden op aarde?
So this parable gives us a very good example how an unjustful judge treats his people, and a wonderful Lord that we have, how does He address to His people. So here the widow just keep on persisting in order to ask for judgment, but at one day the unjust judge still comes, okay, let me give it. Let me give the judgment for this lady because she is persisting me a lot. So when a normal people do that, we have such a wonderful God who brings about justice for all the people. Won't he give whatever we ask? So this is a very good example for us. And through this we can learn that God really asks his children to call upon him, and that he can give whatever we need. But still there are few restrictions on it, that we cannot ask anything that we want, but that we will be discussing about it later through the study. And the next point about what is a prayer. Prayer is a privilege and a duty of the righteous. The prayer has been designed for the godly people, for the righteous people to call upon God. And it's not that every people who call upon God can get anything that they want. So there has to be some people who have to be really qualified, like us, Christians who are living a proper Christian life of how God is expecting us. So it is such a privilege for us that we are eligible to call upon God. Bible clearly specifies that God approves the prayers that who are trying to live righteously. We can read it in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 10 until 12. First Peter chapter 3 verses 10 until 12.
Okay. Want wie het leven wil liefhebben en goede dagen zien, weerhouden zijn tong van het kwade en zijn lippen van bedrog te spreken. Hij wijken af van het kwade en doet het goede. Hij zoeken de vrede en jagen die na. Want de ogen des Heren zijn op de rechtvaardigen en zijn oren tot hun smeking. Maar het aangezicht des Heren is tegen hen die het kwade doen.
So we see here God is really waiting for the righteous to call upon him. He is waiting for us. He is waiting for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are attentive to their prayer. So we people who are eligible or who have the privilege to call upon the Lord through prayer, we can receive whatever we want. That's what God is expecting from us, that we need to call upon him and we need to ask him what we want. As a third point, what is a prayer? Prayer can be explained in a simple terms like asking, seeking and knocking. That's what Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 7 verses 7 and 11. Chapter 7 verses 7 and 11. So it says, ask, it will be given to you. Seek, you will find it, and knock, the door will be opened for you. So when asked to our Father in heaven, he will give us the good gifts. So through prayer, we can ask him, because unless and until we ask him, he will not give it. The Bible says so. So it is our responsibility, our duty, that we need to call upon the Lord, we need to ask for his help, and it can be only done through prayer. This is what God is expecting. So as a fourth point, what is a prayer? Prayer can be considered as an act of faith. So, if we can read in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Can you read it?
Jacobus 1, vers 5 en 6. Indien echter iemand van u in wijsheid tekort schiet, dan bidde hij God daarom, die aan alle geeft eenvoudig weg en zonde verwijt. En zij zal hem gegeven worden, maar hij moet bidden in geloof, in geen enkel opzicht twijfelende, want wie twijfelt gelijkt op een golf der zee, die door de wind aangedreven en opgejaagd wordt.
So here we see prayer is an act of faith. If I don't have faith, I cannot pray to God and ask for something that he won't give. So first I need to have faith in God that he will give me something, that I should not be doubtful in that. And then when I pray, that prayer will be answered. That's what these verses explain. So when he asks, he must believe and he should not have any doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of sea blown and tossed up by the wind. So first of all, we need to have the faith in the Lord that whatever we ask through a prayer, it will be answered. So we need the faith first of all. Because Bible further explains that without faith, no one can please God. So for a Christian, he should have a faith that God is the almighty person, that he is the one who will help us to lead a very holy life, and he is the one who can answer our prayers, and he is the one who can give anything that we want in this spiritual life. So without faith, we cannot please God. And similarly, we need to have a working faith. It's not like, okay, I can tell I have faith, but I don't do anything. Because in James, in the same book, chapter 2 and verse 14 and 24, it explains that a faith without works is dead. So we need to have a working faith. We need to have 100% faith in God that He will give us whatever we ask through prayer. If I can give a small example. Like sometimes we pray for the needy people, for the people who are sick, for the people who are non-Christians. So we just keep on praying and we don't do anything. How good it is going to help us? Let's assume that I have a fever, I'm sick. I just keep on praying and I don't take any medicines. It's not going to work. So there are certain things that we need to understand by pure common sense that we need to do something else than the prayer. So I can give another example. A farmer who wants to grow some good crop in his field, he just keeps on praying, God give me a good seed that it can turn into a good crop, but he doesn't go to the field, doesn't plow the field, doesn't water the seeds, he doesn't do anything, but still he asks God give me everything that is good. It will not work. So similarly for us, this is a very good example. No Christian should just keep praying for the other non-Christians who do not know God. Instead, we should take the next step, go to them, approach them, try to explain things to them, try to preach them and to bring them to God. So, as we can see here, prayer is an act of faith, that we should have faith that God will give everything. There should not be any doubt in that. And we should not stop with prayer. Prayer has to be enclosed with some works from our side. So this is a very good lesson that we can learn from prayer. What is a prayer? And prayer is an act of faith, and we need to do something from our side along with the prayer. Then it works. And the last point that we are going to see about what is a prayer is more than just thinking. As I earlier said, it is a communication between two parties. A Christian speaks, and God listens, and then he answers to it. I just had a quick question. When I am praying privately, no one is there, just I am left in my home. So do I need to talk loud? Do I need to verbalize to God that God listens to me? But we can clearly see many examples that it doesn't need to be like that, because God knows what is in our heart. You don't need to speak a lot loud and say, Lord, I am praying to you and I need this, I need that. No, God knows what is in our heart. We can see an example in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, where Hannah, she prays to God because she doesn't have a son and she has been ill-treated by his husband's another wife. But she doesn't verbalize there, but what does she do? She pours out her soul to the Lord. She opens her heart and she has a communication with God, but she doesn't speak anything out. So this thought came to my mind. So it doesn't need to be verbalized. I don't need to talk to the Lord in open, but still because he knows what is in my heart and he knows what I need, but still I need to ask him. So this is the first part of the lesson that we wanted to discuss today. What is a prayer? We saw some 5 points and I will summarize it at the end. And the second part of the prayer of the lesson is, what are the elements of prayer? What are the things that needs to be in a prayer? The first thing that is, it's adoration or praise, that we need to praise the Lord. That's what we do. When we start asking for something, we need to praise Him first. Prayer is a way of praising God or glorifying His name. And how do we praise in the worship? Sometimes we pray alone when there is no worship, and sometimes we pray in the worship. So prayer exalts God as an object of praise, the recipient of love, and the source of all blessings. So when we praise Him, what does He do? God in turn displays His care for us. He loves His children, and by hearing and answering their prayers, He demonstrates it. He has such an abundance of love towards us. God is such a loving God. He has been gracious all these days, and even just imagining that we are alive today, it's because of the grace of God. So God has blessed us a lot, and how does He do? He does it by answering our prayers. So first, from our side, we need to ask God what we want. It has to be done through a prayer, and God can demonstrate His love by answering these prayers. An example we can read in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 24 until 31. We can read it later. Here we can see the people, the disciples, they pray for Peter and John because they were let out from the prison, and we can see a miracle happening there. So we need to praise God through prayer. So praise is one of the most important elements that has to be in the prayer. And the second part, what we are going to see is, it's a kind of a petition that we can ask Him. So a petition can be of different types. We can see few types. First one is, petition includes for help, for one's need. We can read in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Can you read it?
In Johannes 5, vers 14 en 15. En dit is de vrijmoedigheid die wij tegenover Hem hebben, dat Hij, indien wij iets bidden naar Zijn wil, ons verhoort. En indien wij weten dat Hij ons verhoort, wat wij ook bidden, weten wij dat wij de beden verkregen hebben die wij van Hem hebben gebeden.
So as I said earlier, we need to ask anything according to His will. So I cannot just like that ask, okay, I need a Mercedes car. He won't give it. So it has to be according to His will. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have asked what we have asked of Him. So this explains that for our own need we can ask, but it has to be according to His will. And this petition can include confession of sins and plea for forgiveness, because only through prayer we can ask for forgiveness to God. We can see some examples in the book of Acts chapter 8 verses 14 until 24. We see the example of Simon, where he is a sorcerer, but he tried to pay for getting the Holy Spirit. That's what he did. So it is a very big sin, and he has been Peter speaks a lot about him, and finally he says, we have nothing to do with you, but it is up to you. You pray to God, but if He is willing, He might forgive you. So a prayer can include confession of sins and asking for forgiveness as well. And another example we can see in the book of Ezra chapter 9, where the entire chapter Ezra's prayer for confession of sin. And even in the book of Psalms chapter 51, there David asks for forgiveness because David committed a sin, and the prayer of David in Psalms 51 is an acknowledgement of his sin, and he asks for his forgiveness. So these are the examples. What we can see is, a prayer can include confession of sins and plea for forgiveness, and if God is willing, He might forgive us. And the third part, what we are going to see in the elements of prayer, is thanksgiving. So we have to be thankful for what all the things that we have got from the God, because He has blessed us so much. And prayer should be characterized by thanksgiving and for all the blessings that we have received. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6,
Wees in geen ding bezorgd, maar laat bij alles uw wensen door gebed en smeking met dankzegging bekend worden bij God.
He says, in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your request to God. So a prayer should have a praise, should have a petition, should have a thanksgiving, so that it exalts God and He is willing to answer our prayers. So thanksgiving should be also an important part of a prayer. If we can read in the book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 6 and 7.
Colossians 2 verse 6 and 7. Nu gij Christus Jezus de Heere aanvaard hebt, wandelt in Hem, geworteld en dan opgebouwd wordend in Hem, bevestigd wordend in het geloof zoals u geleerd is, overvloeiende in dankzegging.
So we see here a Christian, a proper Christian, should be abounding in thanksgiving. That we have been taught, we have been strengthened in faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. So God is also expecting us that we should be thankful enough to Him, because He has done a lot of things. He has done things that we have asked for. He has done things we haven't asked for, because He knows what is best for us. But still, it is our responsibility, it is our duty, that we need to ask Him, and we can ask Him through prayer. And I can give few examples of some efficient prayers that we can see across the Bible. We can quickly see one or two in book of James chapter 5 verses 13 and verses 17. We can read verse 17. James, can you read it?
Jacobus 5 vers 17. Elia was slechts een mens zoals wij, en hij bad een gebed dat het niet regenen zou, en het regende niet op het land 3 jaar en 6 maanden lang.
How can we imagine this? A prophet, he was a man just like us. This word explains that he is not a superior power. He was just a man. But still, when he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, it didn't rain for 3 years and 3.5 years. And once again he prayed, it rained. So we see prayer as a very vital instrument that we can interact with God, but it has certain limitations, that it has to be done according to His will. It has to be done earnestly, honestly, with our open heart, that we need to open our heart to God. This is what I want. So this is a very good example of a prayer of faith. Elia had the faith that when he prays, that God will listen to him. He had the faith and he did it. And we can quickly go to 2 Kings chapter 20 verse 1 until 6. We have been reading about King Hezekiah in the last few weeks. And here is one such incident, what happened to him. Chapter 20 verse 1 until 6. Can you read it?
2 Koningen 20 van 1 tot 6. 20 verse 1 till 6.
Yep.
In die dagen werd Hezekiah ten dode toe ziek. Toen kwam de profeet Jesaja, de zoon van Amos, tot hem en zeide tot hem, zo zegt de Heere, tref beschikkingen voor uw huis, want gij zult sterven en niet herstellen. Toen keerde hij zijn gelaat naar de wand en bad tot de Heere, ach Heere, gedenk toch, dat ik voor uw aangezicht een trouw en met een volkomen toegewijd hart gewandeld heb, en gedaan heb wat goed is in uw ogen. En Hezekiah weende luid. Nog had Jesaja de middelste voorhoofd niet verlaten, toen het woord des Heren tot hem kwam. Keer terug, en zeg tot Hezekiah, de vorst van mijn volk, zo zegt de Heere, de God van uw vader David, ik heb uw gebed gehoord, Ik heb uw tranen gezien. Zie, ik zal u gezond maken. Op de derde dag zult gij opgaan naar het huis des Heren. Ik zal aan uw levensdagen 15 jaar toevoegen. En ik zal u en deze stad uit de macht van de koning van Assur redden en deze stad beschutten om mijnentwil en ter wille van mijn knecht David.
Here we see, we have heard about King Hezekiah. We haven't seen such a good king in the past, even in his ancestors, and we might have not seen any good king even after him. But he has a situation, he has an illness. But what does he do? He doesn't seek for a doctor immediately, but still he hopes that God will answer to his prayer. He opens his heart, he prays wholeheartedly with devotion, God, please answer my prayer. That I have been, how I have walked you before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes. God immediately answers his prayer. So these are some examples that we can see how honestly that we need to pray and what kind of a prayers are answered. So these are good examples. And the last example that we are going to see is in the book of Joshua, chapter 10, verse 12 until 14.
Joshua 10, van 12 tot 14. Toen sprak Joshua tot de Heere ten dagen waarop de Heere de Amorieten en de Israëlieten overleverde. En hij zeide in tegenwoordigheid van Israël: Zon, sta stil te Gibeon, en gij maan in het dal van Ayalon. En de zon stond stil en de maan bleef staan, totdat het volk zich op zijn vijand gewroken had. Is dit niet geschreven, het boek des oprechten? De zon nu bleef staan midden aan de hemel en haastte zich niet onder te gaan omstreeks een volle dag. Een dag als deze is er nooit, is er nog vroeger, nog later ooit geweest, waarop de Heere zo iemands stem verhoorde, want de Heere streed voor Israël.
And if we read from the beginning of this chapter, we can read what is the actual incident that is happening there. But God wants to fight for Israel against his enemies. Like when the other kings tried to fight against Joshua and the people of Israel, God wants to support Israel. And what does he do? Joshua asks to the Lord, Lord, can you make this happen so that we can defeat them? And here we can see that the sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. There has never been a day like that before or since, and a day when the Lord listened to a man. So these are some examples which really encourages us, which gives us some examples that God really listens to our prayers. But in the next lessons we will see what are the limitations when God doesn't listen to us and why he doesn't listen to us and what is the lesson that we can understand from it. So summary of today's lesson. So we saw prayer. The main goal of this topic is to learn and appreciate the great blessing of prayer. It's a very important tool that we have, that we can communicate with God. We can ask him what we want and he answers our prayers. So it is a communication between two parties. A Christian speaks and God listens and he answers to our prayers. And then we saw what is a prayer. Prayer is a general term for addressing God. Prayer is the privilege and duty of the righteous, a duty of us. Prayer is about asking, seeking and knocking. And we saw prayer is an act of faith, because without faith we cannot please God. And prayer is just more than thinking. And we also saw the elements of prayer. What are the things that needs to be in the prayer? It needs to be accompanied with adoration or praise. It has to be a kind of a petition, and it should have thanksgiving. And we also saw some examples of effective prayer, like we saw the example of Elijah, and we saw the example of Joshua. So this is the studies about the prayer, and in the coming days, if Lord is willing, we will continue with the next two or three parts that we have. Amen.
Amen.